to the Fondcast. I'm Stefan Rudd. America is great. And I don't mean that from the standpoint, the typical patriotic standpoint where, you know, I'm just wearing the team colors. This is my home team, and this is where I live, and this is where, you know, I've always been my entire life, and I just like it because it's my team. I really believe that we are the best in the world. I mean, we don't have the best numbers in every category for various reasons, but overall, you know, no one wins every category, by the way. No team, no country, nobody wins every category. But overall, we are one of the most sought out nations in the world. You know, people don't leave Venezuela or Cuba and say, I'm going to China. They don't say I'm leaving, you know, Iran or Iraq, you know, because there are people out there, by the way, who are not terrorists. There's a lot of folks out there who are not terrorists, who just want to live in peace. They don't leave their countries, come over to the U.S., you know, let me say I'm going to Europe, or I'm going to France, or I'm going to anywhere, Canada. They don't say that. They want to come to America because we have the tightest laws, the tightest civil rights laws. It's not even laws, really. It just when they created the Bill of Rights, it wasn't like they were writing laws. The Bill of Rights is basically an acknowledgement of what God did. Like it's not. They acknowledge in the Bill of Rights that they can't give you those rights. You're born with them. You already have them. So the Bill of Rights in America is basically just an outline of what we already have, what the government has no authority to remove from you. It's not really creating a law. It's acknowledging the laws, the typical laws that God has, that God made for all mankind. When people say, well, you know, America, you know, is ungodly. And you know, for a large part, yeah. You know, just people, dude, you would never have a 100% perfect country. You won't have a church that's perfect with people, everyone in there is godly. Sometimes the pastor ain't godly. He might have godly members in his church. Someone allow him in the church. But he could be, you know, a wreck. We don't know what he's doing behind the scenes. So the country was founded on godly principles, y'all. In God we trust is on the money for a reason. You know, oh, they had slaves. Slavery was all over the world. Slavery was around before Jesus was born. Slavery was around about 3,000 or 4,000 years before Jesus came on the scene. The white man didn't invent slavery. It was a normal thing. You hear me? So you know, I'm trying to get past all the arguments that people make to try to say, well, America isn't that great. And we weren't founded on godly principles because we had slavery. We had this. We weren't perfect. And there wasn't the whole country that had slaves. Everyone did have slaves. It was it was a small group of people. It was only a couple of states that really had the highest number of slaves. And it was a small group of people who owned them. And Virginia was the hot spot because that's where everything came in from. But anyway, the point is, we were great. We were founded on godly principles. And so we had the Bill of Rights, and the Bill of Rights was out there to remind everyone what we are entitled to as humans. This is not even an American right. It's applied to America because we're going to enforce it. But they were acknowledging the rights that God gave us when he made us. And that's why they call it inalienable rights, because you can't take them away. What are you going to do about it? You're not God. You can't. They knew that God was powerful, that God was the Most High. They realized that God was you cannot fight him. You can't beat him in a fight. You can't even look at him. If he showed up right now, you couldn't even look at him. You go blind. They realized the sovereignty, the power of God. And they said, we can't remove these rights from you. You have the right to be treated fairly. You have the right to be treated equally. And though there were slaves still, it wasn't everybody to have slaves. And then the vision, the idea, the concept of America, that's what began to push us towards eradicating slavery. It took 100 years to get there because the people, the Democrats in the South, didn't want to remove, didn't want to leave, give up the slaves. They had all this land. They had all this big, you know, there's vast lands down there. And they didn't want to leave they didn't want to get rid of the cheap labor. That's basically all it was. It was hatred too, but you know what I'm saying. So we begin to eradicate these things. And when you're the greatest of all time, when you're the greatest of all time, you become a dynasty. Like the Patriots. Like Tom Brady and the Patriots. Or like Michael Jordan back in his day. 6 championship rings, you know, no losses. If he had retired that first time around, I believe he would have had at least 2 more rings out the mix. He'd have had 8 rings. They wasn't going to lose. Tom Brady has what 9 Super Bowl appearances? 9? Or something. I could be wrong. But I think he has 9 or 10. I mean, this guy has been, what QB has gone to the Super Bowl? That, now, I don't like Tom Brady as a fan. I like him as a person. I think he's a great person, and I love his politics. But as a you know, in a non-serious way, in the sports world, I don't like him because my teams can't beat him. They can't beat. He keeps winning, and Mahomes couldn't beat him. I'm like, dude, somebody dethrone this guy. This guy's on a different team, and we can't beat him. But guess what? He is the greatest of all time. There's no QB in history that will ever achieve what he's done, in my opinion. And if it does, it'll be like 20 or 30 years down the line, a long time from now. Michael Jordan as well. But see, when you're that good, you gain a lot of respect and a lot of love. But then when you keep winning and you can't lose, you develop enemies. And those enemies, they try to beat you over the years. And when they can't beat you over the years, they get more and more angry. So then what they do then is they try to join you. If you can't beat them, join them. So they join forces with you now. They say, all right, y'all, y'all won. Y'all the greatest. Y'all the best of all time. We can't beat y'all. So we're going to, you know, throw up the white flag. I'm going to change teams. We're going to join your team. We're going to play with you. But the problem is, sometimes people come in to your camp posing as friends. And really, they're coming in to infiltrate. They want to spy to see why you're so good, how you're so good, what makes you so good, so that they can send it back to their home base and say, hey, y'all, this is why they're good here. This is why they're succeeding over there. This is what makes them so great over here. All you got to do is this and that and this and that. And they can send back signals to home base. And then before you know it, when it's probably too late, you realize that we have been infiltrated from within. The enemy is now inside. And they gain the power. The levels of power. They get into the White House. They get into the Congress. They get into they control all branches of power. Judicial. Legal. Lawmaking. Governorships and mayorships where they can enforce laws. Then they join, you know, the school boards, and they write, you know, whoever writes these curriculums for the schools and the colleges. They're all Democrats that are writing them. To indoctrinate us. Then they get into Hollywood and they use Hollywood to enforce the propaganda and so on. And they gain more and more power from the inside because they couldn't beat us on the outside. And they're now trying to ruin us the same way. Find me on Facebook, facebook.com/StephonRudd. I'm still there. I'm in jail, Facebook jail. I should be back in about 12 days. I'm not even sure if I want to come back on Facebook, honestly. I think that Facebook has kind of run its course. I think Trump said at some point in time in July, his network should come out soon. So, but you know, until then, I'm going to use Facebook a little bit. I'm not really pressing anymore, but I am there. So if you use that, then I am there. I won't be there long because I probably will be banned again when I get back in 2 weeks. Okay, so if you can follow me on Telegram, t.me/StephonRudd, Telegram, t.me/StephonRudd. Parler has been down for like a month, y'all. I'm not sure what's going on, if it's a hack, whatever. But I am done with Parler. I can't log in anyway. Like I've been trying to log in for the last month and couldn't do it. So I'm not sure what's going on my end. But whatever it is, you know, I'm done. I am on Gab as a backup, and I've started posting there a little bit. So if you're on Gab, you can kind of catch some, you know, shorter posts that I post there. I don't post the long stuff on Gab. But Gab is at Fon, PHON. I do have another one too, at Stuff I Read, but I don't really use that too much. So just use the one from that says at Fon, PHON. That's the one that I'm at Gab. Okay, my website is thefoncast.com. Okay, so you know we've seen what's happening in the news here the last few months here, and everything's happening with the artists in Arizona, and they started back up. They started back up again on this past Monday, and in about 2 more weeks, they're going to be done the audit there. I think they are about 2 weeks, I guess. And what I find very interesting is they started the audits back up again after the military pulled out of the D.C. area, and that's quite interesting, because now I do remember now them saying that the guard will be removed from the area on the 24th. So that's not really a shock to me. But the timing of everything that they found, they've already found a lot of stuff already in Arizona. They found a lot of stuff already in Arizona. They've gone through maybe a third of the ballots already. And of course, you know, the machines they had an issue with the routers, couldn't get the router, the router information and whatnot. But in the end, they ended up, you know, they know what's there. The military already told them what they're going to find when they get the router information. So this whole thing is falling apart for the deep state. And it was quite enjoyable to see and to hear the meltdown by Joe Scarborough. I mean, this guy, I've never seen him this mad before in my life. This dude, he just went straight meltdown. And in fact, I believe he went too far, y'all. I believe that Joe Scarborough, he went way too far. And his own party is kind of like, dude, you know you went too far, right? Like, he went as far as to, you know, say, to get, you know, the H out of America. Which I find hilarious, because the Democrats don't even call America a republic. They call us a democracy, right? All you ever hear is, we must protect the election. Donald Trump is trying to destroy our democracy and our sovereignty. And that's all you hear. When they're over there trying to bait you into a virtue signal. Debate and argument, and they're going to talk about our democracy. We must protect our democracy. You got the Washington Post saying democracy dies in darkness. And now Joe Scarborough is getting pissed off now because they're finding stuff in the elections, in the audits, rather, in Arizona. And he's saying, he's going off about the republic now. Really? I thought it was a republic. I spent the last, you know, a couple of years saying that, hey, y'all, we're not in a democracy. We're in the republic. And now he's talking about republic all of a sudden. I thought it was strange. I'm not sure if he's aware of what's occurring or what has occurred. Maybe Trump did have the corporation dissolved and bankrupted, and maybe he is restoring us back to a republic, and he knows this now, and he maybe made a tongue slip in his rant, but I find that pretty poignant here that he would say that at this time. So the artists in Arizona, they're finding out all kinds of stuff here, obviously. And, you know, now they're saying that the Maricopa County officials, this is old, I'm just recapping here, they weren't in control of the elections at all. It was the Dominion Voting Machine Company, the Dominion Machine Company, they were the ones who were in charge of the machines. They operated the machines. They, you know, if they jammed, they would unjam it. They would count it. You know, whatever. They ran the machines. In fact, the Maricopa County election officials didn't even have the passwords to the routers. They didn't have, you know, the access to certain, critical parts of the machines. They actually put it in a contract in writing that they were not allowed to interfere with the machines unless they had permission. Now wait a minute here. If you're running the elections, you are the government. You are the state government. The machines were created supposedly so that you can run the elections for the people. That's supposed to be the arrangement here. But the contract is exposing that they agreed to not even interfere with the machines. They didn't run them. They didn't even know how to. Now I know that wasn't the norm everywhere, because some areas, some states and stuff, and even counties, they trained some people on the machines. But I get that. But we're talking about, you know, in these swing states here, they wasn't even allowed to run the machines. You're the government. You're in charge of running the election, and you're letting the company that created the machines they were using to vote on run the election, and you put it in contract. And these are paper trails. You hear me? These are paper trails. We're not talking about conspiracy anymore. This is not me saying I think and there's no proof, and I believe and there's no proof. We're talking about these bright souls, the Secretary of State and the governor, whoever, you know, was in charge of this stuff. I think it was the Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs. She signed her name on the documents with Dominion Voting, the company name, stating that basically that they're going to run the machines, which is basically running the elections, and that no one in the government is allowed to touch the machines without permission from the men, like they're the ones in charge. So that's why she's freaking out on TV, and she was also on TV freaking out on TV, losing her mind about this. We need to end this audit now. I guess you are saying, because your name is on the dotted lines. You signed on the lines on the contract, stating that you're not in control of the election anymore. This is a paper trail. This is damning to both the Dominion and to the Katie Hobbs and the people in the Arizona government. This is damning. This is big evidence. So they weren't in control of the election. And then, of course, we're seeing stuff happen now in other areas now. Wisconsin already approved their audit. I don't know, they haven't started yet, but they have approved it. And then New Hampshire is actually in audit mode now. There's no word on what happened there yet. And now Vernon Jones, a former Democrat who flipped sides after he saw the greatest steal of all time, He changed sides. And at first, you know, I was like, I don't know if he's going to be really for us or not. He could be a rhino. But then I saw him, you know, during the impeachment hearings, and he was all in for Trump. And then also he voted on the sixth as well for, you know, all this to be done. So, and oh, right. So he was all in for Trump. Whereas Kelly Loeffler in the same state, who lost the election, by the way, who lost the runoff election, she got cheated. She went out there and she actually voted against Trump. I was surprised. Like, I mean, because Trump just campaigned for her on that Monday. Or rather, yeah, that Monday, that Tuesday, she lost the elections. And then the Wednesday, within 2 days time frame, a day time frame from losing the election, and she voted against Trump. Now, David Perdue, he voted for, you know, voted in favor of having audits being done. But the point is, it's amazing what you find out, who you find out to be traitors, and who's really the allies here. You know, was Vernon Jones really a Democrat? Who knows? Maybe he was because he was black, and it's not popular to be a Republican. But guess what, y'all? On the sidebar, Vernon Jones, he got the rude awakening when he changed sides, and he thought that he can go outside like normal, leaving a venue with his I guess his girlfriend or his date for the night. Not sure who she was. Hey, it's not my business. I don't care. But he caught a little bit of what we get all the time, and he got hounded by Antifa. They got his face. This is all on video. He got his face, you know. Then of course the cops came over there and put a shield around him, and he was talking about wow, I'm surprised that this is happening. Yes, because this is what we went through for years. From your side, your former side. Anyway, but Vernon Jones is now all in. Running for governor for Georgia, I think he'll win and be great. And he's calling for an audit over there now in Georgia. And now a judge just ordered an audit to be done on 147,000 ballots from Georgia, from what county is it? I can't remember the other county, the county offhand. But Georgia is now going to be in all, and that one county with the 147,000 votes, that one county is going to overturn that election. Like, they don't need the entire county, entire state audit. That one county is going to overturn the election easily. Okay, so Georgia's in the bag for Trump. It's just a matter of time. Arizona is too. Map time. One more state. This is a wrap, y'all. This is a wrap. Now, here's a story here that's in the Gateway Pundit. In my nose, y'all, so a little bit stuffy here. I'm not sick or anything. I have allergies like crazy. My eyes itching. My nose is like, ooh. I can't hardly breathe. So it's a rough morning. But I will get it together soon. Story says, the headline says, Dominion blames human error for voting machines mislabeling Republican ballots in PA County. And without getting to the piece here too much, because I want to read the whole thing. They're saying that because of the heading on the ballots, they were mislabeled, you know, on each ballot. It caused the Republican votes to basically not be accepted by the machines. So they're calling it a human error here, right? Where the machines only had an issue with the Republican ballots. A few Democrats had a problem with theirs as well, but for the most part, it was the Republican ballots that were affected by this. So I'm gonna read a section here of this thing. This is from the what's her name? Nicole Nolet. Okay. She's the executive vice president of operations of Dominion. Dominion deeply regrets the confusion over this error cause. Uh-huh. She said that, you know, that the machines were doing this because of the human error. Caused the data entry. My glasses are really, really screwed up here today. Okay. Basically, there was an entry with the data entry, human error on the entry, human error and entering the ballot headlines, whatever headlines and stuff. So one was supposed to be Democrat, one was supposed to be Republican. They had a human error, she says, in entering that data. So it caused the ballots for Republicans to not be accepted. Now, we know that there were bad headings on these headers on these ballots because we had problems with the machines. Okay? But to call it a human error is ridiculous because that means that somebody, it only affected one side. So that means somebody out there purposely, they targeted Republicans and said, we're going to screw up their headlines or their headers so the machines couldn't read it. And once again, we're seeing another tactic here. We're seeing another strategy here. This is how they cheat. On full display here, we're able to see all of their cheating scandals right there in public now. So now we know that Sharpies bleed through the ballots and they become unable to be read, so they get spat out for adjudication and correction by a human, right? Now we know that also that they're now using bad headers for Republicans so that it'll spit out an error for adjudication. They have all kinds of tricks here because they want to force adjudication processes so they can have a human look and say, oh, well, he didn't mean to vote for Trump. He meant to vote for Biden. And that's it. So here's a part here that I thought was really quite interesting here. It says, where's it at? Okay. And County Administrative Services Division head David Parsnick acknowledged the county does not test the on-screen ballots after they are approved. Watch this. The county leaves it up to Dominion to program them into electronic ballot marking devices with no county examination before the machines are locked up for delivery. We have another state that has nobody on the election board or the county officials aboard in charge of the election. It happened in Arizona where Katie Hobbs' signature is actually on the documents. That's saying that she can't even interfere with that election, with those machines without the consent of Dominion Voting Company, right? And here we are over here, the Administrative Services Division head, David Parsnick, he's the one saying this now, that they don't have the access to the machines. They don't have control over the machines. They have to ask the county, Dominion, to do this, for them. Now watch this here. And further down, it says here, this is excuse me, about three paragraphs down. It says, election board chairwoman. So we have a different department now, right? First it was the county officials, and now we have the election board chairwoman. Denise Williams asked, well, here we go, Dominion and the county administration what they would do differently to prevent this from happening again. They're not even in control. She is the chairwoman. She's supposed to be one to say, look, I want you all to do X, Y, Z. Period. That's her job. Her job is to get in there and say, get in the machines or stop using the machines and da-da-da. That's her job. She's asking Dominion, they're saying Andy, the county officials, but that's only to save her, CYA. To make it seem as if they're in control still, and they're not. But she's really asking Dominion, what are you going to do about this? Because they have contracts in place where they are not allowed to touch the machines without consent. A private company is in charge, once again, of our sovereignty. This is all about to blow up in the face, y'all. Everything is. There was a piece in the Daily Wire It says, watch, is it what it's watch? CNN ends bizarre interview after Hamas founder's son. Hear that now? CNN ends bizarre interview after Hamas founder's son repeatedly pleads for help reaching his mother. That's important, y'all. The headline itself is important because Hamas is a terrorist group. They're the ones throwing missiles over there at Israel. Okay? They're the ones over there, you know, using the Palestinians as meat shields. The media wants to put out there that it is a war between the Palestinians and Israel. When really, it's a war between Hamas and Israel. And of course, there may be some Palestinians, you know, involved, obviously, but they're it's not a country, but they're in their part of the Israel. They're actually living in Israel. They don't have a statehood, a state right now. They don't have a country right now. So they're actually living inside of Israel. But that part of the country where the Palestinians live at, the majority of them are, you know, not majority, but some of them, you know, are terrorist leaders, terrorist group members. But the people themselves are separate from those terrorists. I'm gonna go on here. So the founder of the terrorist group's son is asking for help to find his mother. Watch this here. CNN host Frederica Whitfield cut off Musab Hussein Youssef, the son of Hamas founder. Who's again? There's a lot of ages here. The son of Hamas founder Hussein Youssef, who founded Hamas, during an interview on Saturday, after Musab Youssef pleaded for help reaching his mother. Watch this. The New York Post reported on Saturday that Musab Youssef went from being groomed to be a leader in Hamas to secretly working for the Israeli intelligence, based on Mossad, after seeing the horrors committed by Hamas. So the son was being groomed to be the leader of Hamas when his father died, you know, when Casey died. And then his son realized, wait a minute here, this is not what I signed up for. I'm not trying to kill these people over here. So the son of the founder of the terrorist group that's launching missiles at Israel is an Israeli spy. He's Mossad now. You hear me? You won't even hear that on the news. They want you to be mad at the entire Palestinian people. And I know I'm going to piss off some people today on the right side of the aisle, but guess what? Y'all are a bunch of arrogant people. Y'all, I'm going to say it. Y'all are a bunch of arrogant Americans. You think that the world begins and ends with you? The Palestinian people are not terrorists. They are victims. They're victims. There's a small group of people that's trying to, you know, take over Israel. Now I'm sure Palestine, the people, you know, of that nation, they want their own country. I don't agree that they should have a part of Israel's land. You know, go take over someone's land, you know. Take part of Iraq or something. Who cares? But Israel is Israel. But that doesn't make them a terrorist because they have those desires. What nation wouldn't want their own land? You hear me? So just because you have a desire doesn't make you. I know people. Here come the Christians. Oh, stuff five. You don't understand the scriptures. You don't understand the scripture stuff, fine. You just did it. I hear it all the time, and the reality is, God is he came to save everybody. He didn't come to save the Jews and the Christians alone. He came to save everybody. Everybody. Palestinians, Iranians, Iraq. He came to save all the people. I don't care. You can get mad all you want to. He ain't just your little personal God. Your own personal God that you got on a leash. And when you get mad at somebody, you can just say, go get him, Lord. He ain't your car boy. He ain't your dog. Jesus came to save the whole entire world. Christians. My Bible says that. For God so loved the world that he died, that he gave his son to die. The whole world. He didn't say, oh, but, you know, those Palestinians over there, I don't know about them. The Iraqians, Iranians, the Libyans, the Syrians. No. They are terrorists. No. And you know what? And I'm going to say it because it's like America is we are so, we have a certain level, I won't call it racism because it's not that, we're prejudiced against people because of what they've done. And you see what they're doing to Israel, they over there, they're killing, they're raping the people. That don't mean the whole people out there, all the people in Palestine are not raping everybody. You cannot impugn the entire nation. Okay, let me go on to the story here because I had to get that out of the way because this is crazy how folks just sit there because you got freedoms. You sit here in America, you're safe and sound. You don't have rockets launching over your head every day. You don't have terrorist groups living in your country. We do have them, but it's not the same. In a country with RPGs and bombs and missiles that has the people, hostage. The people are in the Palestinian part of Israel, they are a hostage. They are hostages to the terrorist groups. So New York Post, I read part of it. During the interview, Mousab Youssef urged Israel to continue knock. You hear this? This is the son of the founder of a terrorist group in Palestine. He said, during the interview, Mousab Youssef urged Israel to continue knocking off Hamas leaders for the terrorism they commit and for the suffering they bring on Israel, Israelites and Palestinians. There are two groups of people suffering here, people. The media is trying to push race wars. How is this any different than what they're doing right now with George Floyd and you know, the blacks and the whites? Or what they're doing over here with, you know, the anybody in the Asians. It's considered a race war, right? But for some reason, they got the same people who recognize that to hate the Palestinians. The entire people. Because, but God says we should protect Israel. The same Bible that says that also says you have to love everyone. The same Bible that tells you that also says that not everyone in Israel is saved. As a matter of fact, the Jews don't believe that Jesus is Lord. Number one, you want to get real with me? You can get mad if you want to. God may protect them physically because he made a promise. He don't lie. But that don't mean they're going to heaven. If you don't believe that Jesus is Lord, this is going to get me trouble here. If Jesus ain't Lord of your life, if you think that Jesus is just a mere prophet and he ain't God in the flesh, you're not saved. Hello. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much favor you have. And you'll be hard pressed to find a preacher that has some guts to say that. Jesus is Lord. He is not a prophet. He's God. So you can miss me with all your little arguments about, Stefan, you're going too far. The truth. I don't want to see him destroy the nation. I want to see him prosper like everyone else. I don't want to see him give up any land. However, if we're talking about the worth of humans and lives. We cannot say everyone that Israel attacks and kills is justified. So when they drop bombs and you know, kill 8 kids to kill 1 terrorist, that's okay. And I've heard people come on Telegram and say that stupid crap. And it pisses me off. He will sit up here, you know, sit up here and justify the killing of kids. It just goes to show, man, how many people out there are prejudiced. I don't mean racist. I mean prejudice. It's different thing. Prejudice, you know, is you have your preferences. You know, who you like and who you don't like. It's not about race. It's just about, you know, whatever you decide it is about. Associations, zip code, whatever. And there's so much of that. And the people of Palestine, this is the son of the Hamas leader, saying that the people, he's an Israelite, he's an official Mossad for Israel. He's a spy for Israel. See, even Israel understands that not everyone in Palestine is their enemy. They may, you know, have some collateral damage here and there that I don't agree with. I think you should change your strategy of attacking. I don't want to see kids get killed unless they have a bomb on their chest. But my God, I mean, we have to get back our humanity, y'all. We have to get back to loving people. And I didn't mean to turn this into a Bible study. But we have to get back to loving people. We have to get back to seeing people as people. To seeing kids as kids. God, you know, just like God loves Israel, yes. He loves kids too. Look, kids are his. And the Palestinians out there are suffering at the hands of Hamas. So this guy's on CNN discussing this stuff here. And CNN is going against their narrative, so they cut the dude off. You know why? Because CNN has been told to stir up race war. Make people hate the Palestinians, and then make people hate the Jews. This is all planned. And this guy here, he was destroying the narrative. You have not only a Palestinian, but a Hamas leader. The son of the Hamas leader, he was the second, he was going to be second in line to run the terrorist group, who left the group, who went over to Israel and said, look, I want to join your team, became a spy, and he's sending over comms back to Israel, giving them warnings of what's coming. Because he don't like what the terrorists are really about. And then they're like, whoa, wait a minute here. We're trying to paint the Palestinians and the Jews as being, you know, we want the people on the right to hate the Palestinians and the people on the left to hate the Jews. This is not working out to have the Jews and the Palestinians working together. So they cut the guy off. It's unbelievable, man. But this is how they run laps around our understanding, and how they convince us that what they're saying is accurate, that we are at war here, and there's no fraud in the election here, and they try to do everything they can to make us believe that they are correct. They are right, and we are the ones who have to listen to them. Never question their authority, and never question their reporting, because they are the elite, and they're right. And when you have people who bust their narratives up, they cut them off. Here's a piece in the Daily Wire. It says Biden admin shutdown probe launched during Trump era to examine Wuhan lab leak. Do you think that, I'm not reading the piece, I'm out of time here, but do you think that Trump doesn't already have that intel already? He shut it down. It was going for like 2 years, a year. So he already has the intel. This is how Devin Nunes and Jim Jordan are out, and Rand Paul are out there busting up Fauci's chops. And now Fauci has had to admit that, you know, maybe it was funding, maybe it was put in the lab. He's backtracking now. He's now in a corner. He's done. Well, we're going to see a collapse, y'all, of the entire COVID narrative. Even this 200 million people are going to die from the vax narrative. It's going to die. And I'm getting to that tomorrow, by the way, because that's another one, too, that I find to be questionable. Because of who started that entire narrative. That person is not even, he's deep state. Luke Montagnier is the doctor who started all that crap. And this guy is 100% deep state. I'll get in that part, you know, a different day. I did it already on Telegram, so you can read about it on there. But if you didn't see it, I will go over it again. But the so-called COVID pandemic is about to be destroyed. Not only was it discovered, was COVID, coronavirus discovered in 1963 by a Scottish woman, I forget her name now, which destroys the myth that it was lab created. But they tried to engineer it in the lab. They tried to make it worse in the lab. It didn't work. What do you mean it didn't work? It didn't work because that's why they had to hide death totals from other deaths inside the COVID deaths. Because it didn't work. So then they, you know, had to create, I ain't gonna get all that. Everything is being exposed. Around the same time that the military left DC. What happens when the military leaves the occupation status? What can happen? Well, that part will come out. We'll discuss that later in a different podcast. And lastly, one more story. I'm going to read the headline. The New York Times here. New York Times. Why billionaires like Bill Gates can't fix the problems they helped create. And now they're getting ready to, this is only one headline. There's like several headlines in different left-wing publications. They're beginning to now bash Bill Gates. The head, I brought up the other story for a reason, because the head of the vaccine, the COVID pandemic mandates, you know, as far as the figurehead, was Fauci. And he's now under fire. And now Bill Gates is the head of the vaccine, COVID vaccine. Mandates, whatever, and now he is under fire. You're seeing everything come down at once. And in the piece here, they're now saying, "Well, Bill Gates, you know, he talks about his being for equality, but how can you be for it when you're so rich? You don't give back, and you don't, you know, make level the playing field." Now, so now they call him a hypocrite. They're already throwing him under the bus already. They're getting ready to bring down the whole house before Trump does, because they know it's too late. You have heads of the CDC stepping down and the WHO stepping down. I mean, this is that they know what's coming. The storm is almost here. And just like Dan Scavino posted on his Telegram, a waterfall, nothing can stop what's coming. What is coming? They're going to have a hardest time fighting this. And when Ghislaine Maxwell takes stand again, and you have Maxwell with crime against humanity, election fraud, the pandemic, and the vaccine stuff, all of that coming together at one time with China involved and treason. And Trump is getting ready to have his platform launched, and he's getting ready to start doing rallies. What will Trump say at his rallies? And the military just left. It's going to be a great summer, y'all. I'm excited. I'll see you tomorrow.